Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
You ain't got no class like me, man. I'm an aristocrat.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Mark Hockman.
I have this fantasy of becoming obese and bedridden and having people bring me food.
What's your favorite pasta? The gabagool?
Channing Crowder.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight. I lost my virginity watching Bill dance.
Google me, bro.
Alejandro Solana.
So Billy the Marlin isn't a bird? I'm basically a professional kayaker.
Sports.
I used to hang out with Chris Volstead.
Okay.
I would just like to confirm I am wearing underwear today.
You know what else is great all the time, doesn't matter what the scenario? Bagpipes.
Finish your damn string cheese.
Chimichurri.
More sports.
Come on, repeat after me.
Here comes the Blackfoot.
The most sports.
Jimmy, you've never had an injury?
No. I stretch.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Really subtle stuff here, Jimmy. Wonder why you picked a song by the Dropkick Murphys here on St. Paddy's Day. Can't quite put my finger on it.
Yeah, way to ease into it, Jimbo.
Thank you.
I will give Jimmy credit on this, though. It is St. Patrick's Day, and he's the only member of the show currently wearing green.
Not true. I'm wearing green, Appel. I'm wearing green.
That looks black on my screen just right here.
Our lights in the studio are a bit dim, but I'm wearing green today. A green Lululemon shirt, actually. So
I don't want to come on to no Lululemon talk. Oh, I'll tell you that off the bat.
And I don't want to come on and hear your phlegm.
I don't want to come on to this damn Lululemon talk.
Crowder, I'm surprised on Friday when I was doing the show with you guys, the sweatshirt I had on literally said Lululemon on the front of it in big, bold print, and nobody called me out for it. I was pretty surprised.
I was trying to give you a pass because I now, after years of working with you, I've realized you're the biggest Lululemon fan in the history of the world. Which you're too damn big, Josh, to wear Lululemon. You're a man.
What do you mean?
You're a man.
You don't think men can wear Lululemon?
No, you don't wear Lululemon. You wear Nike Tech or something. My kids are very excited about Nike Tech right now.
I like some athleisure.
Lululemon. I like athleisure wear. It doesn't even sound intimidating. What you got on?
I got Lululemon.
Huh? Why do you say it like that?
Listen, man, when my fiance wears those Lululemon tights, that's intimidating, brother. That's intimidating.
Both. Beautiful. And when my wife wears Lululemon, I really enjoy it. Solana, mm-hmm. Lululemon knows how to sculpt a body.
Yeah.
But not y'all's raggedy little mashed potato bodies.
Hold on. You don't think that Lululemon fits my body type, my little beer gut?
No.
It's not really a beer gut, but little gut.
Wouldn't call it a little. Wouldn't exactly say little either.
Yeah, I know. I kind of caught myself there.
Just how tall are you? You're 6'4". You're taller than me.
I'm 6'4".
6'4".
Yeah.
And you go to the Lululemon store to get a sweatshirt. I feel funny about that, fellas. I'm not going to lie.
Listen, I stopped by the outlet last week and found a wonderful hoodie, blue colored, on sale for only $378. On sale.
And Solana's little body is garbage.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
yeah, I just don't know.
Hey, how's your shoulder?
Not good. I can't lift. I'm getting an MRI scheduled later this week because I cannot lift right now.
You said on the show on Friday that once you got to the Heat Arena, the Kaseya Center for the mm-hmm. game,
yeah.
that you would go to your knee surgeon who happens to work for the Heat.
Yeah.
Did that happen? Did you go and talk to him?
No, I didn't track him down because I left here a little later than I wanted to. So mm-hmm. I didn't have the flexibility to kind of just peruse around the Kaseya Center, hobnob a little bit, say what's up to my guy Uptown Dale. You know what it is, Crowder. You know.
Okay.
Just go around.
But Josh, let's just get it straight. So the Heat doctor with guys out and doubtful need to worry about Solana's shoulder. It's a waste of time.
I mean, have you watched this team play lately, Crowder? I don't necessarily think, you know, health is the difference between them winning games or not.
Well, might as well kind of set the show up after that. Will Manso will join us later this hour. He'll talk some Heat with us. We'll also talk some Dolphins free agency and everything else going on. Of course, the Marlins start up in a couple of weeks. We now know the official pitching matchup for opening day, which is probably the best one in Major League Baseball. The Panthers are really struggling. This road trip did not go great for the Ice Cats. So we'll talk to Will Manso about all of that. I think we're going to check in with Hawk from across the pond at some point on the show today as well. Appel, that's me. I'm in again today for Hawk. Crowder's here. Solana's here. Jimmy in his green. I did confirm Solana did something very nice, Crowder, after you roasted us for Lululemon while you were roasting us. Solana got up and shined the flashlight on his on the sweatshirt he's wearing. He is, in fact, wearing green. So we're 2 for 4 on the show today on St. Patrick's Day wearing green.
What is this? Oh, this is the childish that I get.
Yeah, you got to get pinched. Yeah.
Yeah, pinch me and see what happens. It's going to be repercussions to your actions if you pinch me. I'm 41 years old. I got to wear green. I got on brown.
Colorblind?
Nah, that's brown. That's brown. Crowder, you can't walk. So how exactly, like, if I pinch you, I'll run away. Actually, I'll walk away with a, you know, like a brisk pace. And what are you going to wheel and catch me? You're going to wheel by me and catch me?
For you to pinch me, you have to touch me.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to grab your wrist, and you won't be able to escape.
All right.
Then I'm going to ground and pound.
Okay. Well, don't ground and pound. I don't want to be anywhere around a pound or you're around. So.
Hey, and listen, Solana, love you and Hawk to death.
Yeah.
One of the first times I've muted a text was the other morning when Hawk was sending those videos and y'all were talking about meat pies and all this.
Ah, the meat pie.
I'm because I don't know the time difference, but Hawk is texting at 5 a.m. to us and meat pies and all. I had to mute my text. I couldn't deal with it. My wife's looking over at me in bed like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, it's Hawk and Solana.
I think, you know, The reputation for Americans overseas right now is probably a little shaky regardless, but I can't imagine that anything Hawk is doing over there in England right now is helping matters at all. Like, I don't know. Like I said, I'm sure that you guys have gotten those same videos that he's been sending Witty and I. Crowder, mm-hmm. you were just talking about it. The accent that this man is using in England right now, not like just him and Laurie away from everybody, like in very crowded areas, mm-hmm. I can only imagine, like, everybody in England hates Mark Hockman.
That's my, Josh, that's why we were talking about it Friday. I am so scared of him getting kidnapped or beat up or something. Yeah. I was telling him, what I say? Hey, Hawk, lay low. Take it easy. Just enjoy your trip. Hello. Cheerio. He's crazy, man. Somebody's going to whoop his ass, Josh. Guaranteed he's getting his ass whooped over these next 4 days.
Well, we're going to hear from him in the 3 o'clock hour, so don't you worry. we will check in with Hawk from across the pond. Again, it's, you know, Hawk does his shtick, right? But even Hawk, I get like a bad accent is like part of the shtick. But whew, of all the British, Jimmy, can you work on a British accent and later on, like maybe like have a conversation with Hawk and see whose is better? Because woof, his is embarrassingly bad.
Sure thing, governor.
Okay, maybe Hawk's isn't as bad as that.
Jimbo ain't gonna let you down.
I know Solana's probably on top of this. Leo Messi, great goal last night in Atlanta, but he was not selected for World Cup qualifiers for Argentina coming up, which are you kind of surprised by that, Solana? Because he is the face of that country, you know, best soccer player in the world.
I don't know if I'm surprised. I don't necessarily know exactly. I don't know like what the reporting's been in terms of why Messi wasn't selected, whether it had to do with him not wanting to be selected or not. But I just think like, hey, he won them a World Cup. He's good. Not that they're not going to call him anymore, but they have to worry about a World Cup coming up a year, basically 2 years from now, next summer. And is Messi going to be in shape enough to lead them in that World Cup? No. If he's in shape enough to come off the bench and be Leo Messi, great. But he's not going to start for them next summer in the World Cup. So they have to start thinking like, okay, what is our 11 going to look like next summer? And Messi, unfortunately, is not going to be a part of that. He already won them the World Cup. Like, he's good. And, you know, during this break, it's a tough one. They have Brazil and Uruguay. They lost to Uruguay last time they played them. So it's an important a couple of games here coming up, like, they'll be fine. Messi has a lot going on in the States. I wouldn't be – I'm not surprised to hear that he's not going.
And I would ask – we actually talked about this last week. I don't know what soccer players look like, but Shaq in Phoenix, Peyton Manning in Denver, Emmitt Smith with the Cardinals. Do soccer players get that? Like, do you see their decline physically like that?
Some.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Like, I don't know about Messi in this case, but
no.
But
I just saw Messi kill their ass in extra minutes or whatever with some crazy kick.
But Crowder, think about it. And look, I think the MLS, because we've talked about this with Witty, I think the MLS genuinely has taken strides in the right direction. The MLS today compared to 10 years ago, talent level across the board is in another stratosphere than it was 10 years ago. But it still pales in comparison to the Brazilian or Argentinian league in South America, to any of the top leagues in Europe. Like, it's not close to being on that talent level. So yeah, Messi comes here at the back end of his career. He's dominating. Like, nobody should be surprised that he's dominating. By the way, Appel, I just saw that there was a scan on Messi this morning after the game yesterday in Atlanta, and it confirmed a small muscle injury in the adductor area, which is why he wasn't called to go play with Argentina. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, well, he'll never play on turf again, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I mean, hope you enjoyed that the goal last night in Atlanta. That man is never playing setting foot in turf field again. I mean, this guy, I mean, of all the things that are said about Leo Messi and where he will and where he won't play, he goes to Jamaica in the humid, terrible conditions there on the pitch, and then he goes and plays on a turf field in Atlanta last night. I mean, it's Messi just hushing all the narratives around him.
Yeah, that turf field is trash, though, man. Like, genuinely, I don't understand how they allow that stuff in the U.S. in MLS. Like, Crowder, I know that's a big thing in the NFL also. Like,
yeah,
a lot of guys complain all the time about injuries and torn ACLs and all that stuff on the turf fields, but that's like a big thing in soccer. It's outlawed. There's no turf games allowed by FIFA in the World Cup or any of that stuff. It's outlawed.
And that actually sparked something big with the NFL Players Association, because they're kind of looking at this like, well, all these stadiums that we play in that we've been complaining about that have turf are now just for this FIFA World Cup coming up. A little World Cup. I mean, let's be honest. Not that big of a deal. They're going to take out all the turf and put natural grass in all these stadiums, and it really seemed to have upset the Players Association.
And it's funny you say that, because I remember, because the football's, you know, American football, not football, whatever. But I remember I was in the first international game in 08 against the Giants. And when we went to Wembley, whatever the hell it's called, like that grass is even lighter and fluffier than football grass. And that's how them dudes run, them little itty bitty little jokers run and slide 45 yards. Like I now when playing on it, I know how they can do those little celebrations because the grass is just lighter. So for them to go from that past football grass to now turf, it has to be hard. But it is, it looks better, it's prettier, it's easier to maintain, obviously, because it's not natural grass. But for the athlete, I would argue that till my die. For any athletic event, natural grass is way better because it has give. Turf has no give. Turf doesn't care about your knees and ankles. It's just going to be turf, and that's why guys hate it. But it's harder. It's hard on your knees, ankles. I remember every turf game I played in, I would be more sore after turf games than I was playing at home because – Hard Rock, Land Shark, whatever the hell name, were always had natural grass.
So no Messi for Argentina, but a huge goal for Inter Miami last night. Why don't we get the rest of our headlines here in the 2 o'clock hour, because a lot happened over the weekend. Congratulations if you exist in the SEC for men's basketball, because unless you finish with like 4 wins over the course of the season, you made the field of 68.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
What do you mean?
SEC basketball is on top. Don't do that, Josh.
Yeah, SEC basketball. Phenomenal conference. They had a great season. Florida might be my pick to win the tournament. I don't want to say that out loud in front of you. But, like, we've got multiple teams that finished 6-12 in the conference making it. 14 of the 16 SEC teams are in the NCAA tournament. I get the conference is good, but that's egregious.
You're a hater.
How? I just said Florida's my favorite to win.
I know. My man Aberdeen, my man Clayton Jr. Bro, Florida's good right now. But
what's
don't
the coach's name?
Huh?
What's the coach's name?
Aberdeen. No, that's the point guard. With the gap, they rubbed his head. Ford, he has a little four-letter last name. It's not Billy Donovan.
That's correct. That can confirm it's not Billy Donovan.
But Auburn with Pearl, like, I watched the tournament. No, man, you can't badmouth the SEC basketball anymore. SEC basketball.
I'm not – okay, maybe I am a little bit. I just think it's on the surface a little absurd that we're getting teams that finished with half as many wins as they had losses in conference play make it to the dance. Love calling it the big dance, by the way.
Todd Golden.
You're on it. Well done. By the way, before
I'm
we get to headlines.
Text old Todd. What's up, Todd? Bro, No. Alabama can ball. Auburn can ball. Florida can ball.
Yeah, of course.
I was watching basketball this weekend. I was at home this weekend watching basketball. Boy, they can ball.
Were you prepping for your bracket that you're going to fill out?
I'm not filling out a bracket. I'm not going to lie. I was about to lie. I was on the verge of lying. I don't know why. I'm about to gamble on a lot of these games, though. So I was watching for the gambling edge.
You're not lying, though, Crowder, because I'm putting together a WQAM Odyssey Miami bracket, like a pool. And you're in. $10. Sell it to me whenever you want. You're in. And I'll send you the link. Just fill out the bracket. Appel's in. Jimmy's God, in. Everybody's
in. I have to tell you about this. So Salata texts me before the show, and he goes, "Hey, some of us at the station are doing a WQAM NCAA tournament bracket. It's a $10 buy-in. Do you want it?" And I said, "Look, thank you for the invite, but I've got like 7 or 8 other brackets. It's too much for me to keep track of. I'm just out." And then he starts roasting me, and I said to him, "Salata, why'd you ask me if you were just going to shame me into playing? So now guess what? Add another bracket to my resume for this NCAA tournament, because Solana has shamed me into participating in the WQAM one, which means, Crowder, you have to as well."
Oh, Josh, I'm in a bunch of fantasy football leagues, and I do get in brackets. Who's holding the money?
Me.
I'm out. You don't, I don't trust you. I don't trust you, Solana.
You don't trust me with the money?
Nope. You with the hully gully and the flam gullery. I've told you 100 times. I'm not. I owe you. If I lose, I'll give you $10. But I'm not letting you hold my $10.
Why don't we? Why don't we peel back the layers to that? to that comment. Would you trust me to do your taxes, though, Crowder? I guess is the question I'm asking.
Yes, I would. Actually, I have a couple more businesses going on, so I want you to look at some of these.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I'm walking around the station today. There's like 4 people here. I'm like, hey, I'm doing a bracket. Like, nah. I'm like, why? What? It's $10. I'm not asking for $100. $10. Build a little camaraderie. Let's get the people together a little bit here. And we're gonna be at Buckets and Bets Thursday, Friday. Like, I figured it'd just be good show fodder, Tobin and Leroy, and none of those jackasses even responded to my text message. So I told Appel, hey, you're in. I texted you and Hawk, hey, you're in. I didn't even ask Jimmy. He's in. So I'm sending you a damn link later today. Fill the mother bleeper out. Takes 3 minutes. And send me $10. It's not that crazy. It's not that hard. Let's go. Lock in.
See, Solana, in shaming me, was like, oh, I'll just pay your $10. And just fill out the bracket. And now it's like an even bigger level of shaming. Yeah, it's such a rude thing he did to me.
Hey, Solana, that's a big man move. I like that. That smart.
I don't like it. Yeah. Don't encourage it.
But it's genius. Like, oh, so you don't have the money? I'll pay your money. Just fill them. So now you got to give him the $10.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Genius. That was genius.
Fine, I'll pay.
I owe you, Solana. If I lose, I'll give you $10. All but right. I'm not letting you just take my $10.
That's fine. Just fill out, no joke, fill out the bracket. I'm going to send it to everybody after the show. Just fill out the bracket. Take no joke. It takes 3 minutes on ESPN. You just click all the teams you think are going to win, and that's it.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Gentlemen, where do you want to start for local news? Because the Florida Panthers this weekend stunk it up. And the Miami Heat for the past 2 weeks have literally just been a disaster, a total unmitigated disaster. You want to start with the Cats or with the Heat?
Yeah, start with the Cats because here's the thing. The Cats are going to figure it out and the Cats are going to be okay.
Cats are good, yeah.
So start with them.
All right, so the Miami Heat. No, I'm joking. The Cats, they were in Montreal Saturday. They lost 3-1. And I didn't watch the game of Pell because I was watching the Heat get rolled by a jawless Memphis Grizzlies. But it didn't look good. They were down 2-0 and then 2-1 and then they lost 3-1. And then yesterday, they're up 2-0 and they end up giving up a 4-goal third period. So the third period by the Florida Panthers yesterday, and they got swept over the weekend.
Second time on this road trip, they have blown a 2-0 third period lead to a team that is currently not in the postseason if the season ended today. So here's the hot take. Aaron Ekblad, the Panthers miss him.
Yeah. The defense, like it's funny, Josh. I'm glad you're here, Josh, because when you have a two-goal lead, now you just play defense and you pull them in the mud and play Paul Ball and do the physical stuff, but it doesn't seem like they're doing that on the other side of the ice. I watched the games this weekend, and I was like, why the hell are we always on our side of the ice? Let's get on their side of the ice. It just seemed like something was wrong.
So this note from Jameson Olive, the Panthers have only lost 4 games when leading after 2 periods this season. 2 of those losses are on this road trip.
Damn. So. Well, they've got 2 more games for the road trip. They're in Columbus. They'll play the Blue Jackets on Thursday. They're still in first in the Atlantic Division. Like, they're fine. But
they did this last year, too. They stumbled a bit in the last, like, 3-4 weeks of the season. And it worked out okay.
Yep.
We're good.
What about the Heat, Crowder? We good?
Man, we're not good. That damn Celtic game had me so hot.
Yeah.
We actually pulled them in the mud.
Yeah.
For 3.5, we pulled them in the mud. It was 88-83. Like, we pulled them where we want, and then we can't score no damn points.
Yeah. Yeah, Davion Mitchell hits a 3 Friday night, and it's 90-86 Heat are right there, 4 minutes to go. And then the Celtics outscore the Heat, like, I think it was 13-5 the rest of the way, whatever the hell it was.
Crazy.
Just dominate the Heat. A 14-point fourth quarter, like, just miserable. And then Saturday, second night of a back-to-back, they go into Memphis. Memphis is also on the second night of a back-to-back. Ja Morant is ruled out of the game. And, bro, the Heat, no joke, guys, they got laughed off the floor. I mean, just laughed off the floor. It wasn't even close.
They're checked out, right? I mean, there's no other real explanation. Like, they just want to get to the end of the season and be done with this already.
We can't check out because we have Heat culture, Josh. Don't say that to me. We have Heat culture.
I forgot about that.
They didn't
weird how Heat culture is kind of.
They didn't look interested on Saturday night. I agree with you, but we're not checked out. It was, yeah. We, like, to get to 100, we get excited, and these damn teams are scoring 115, 120.
Yeah.
Like, it's, yeah, man. No, that Celtics game had me mad because I bet on the Heat to cover. And that Celtics game had me fire hot on Friday night.
Yeah, they were right there.
We had Lee Sterling on. You weren't supposed to take the Heat to cover. Lee went 2-0 on the Heat game.
Thanks, Josh. Can you send me the $100 I lost? Because then I'll go a different way next time.
I'll send you 90. Give the other 10 to Solana for my bracket.
Your weather, it's sponsored by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy, around 75 degrees. It's really breezy in South Florida. That is your weather.
All right. Will Manso from WPLG Local 10 and from FanDuel Sports on the Heat broadcast. He will join us in the next segment. We'll talk everything South Florida sports. That's coming up next here on Hawk and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You're listening to a show that's a live potato.
Loaded potato.
What in the hell does that mean?
Hawk and Crowder.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back to Hawk and Crowder. Appel in for Hawk again today as he gallivants across the pond in England. Crowder's here, Solana's here, and we are now joined by Will Manso, sports anchor and reporter for Local 10 in Miami. We'll be on FanDuel Sports Network Sun tonight for the Heat and the Knicks, and he joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Will, thanks for taking the time today.
My pleasure, man. Getting ready for the game tonight. Wondering whether I should shave or if I should not shave until the Heat win a game. Or I'm trying to figure out how I can change this to make something work.
Well, how long have you gone without shaving during the streak? Have you shaved during the losing streak?
No, I have. And then today I thought to myself, well, maybe I'll start now not shaving and they'll get a win. But then I'm thinking I'm going to look like Forrest Gump in a couple of weeks if they don't get a win soon. So I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what way to go here. I think all of us know. I know that fans differ on tanking and losing and winning and playoffs and not. It's just they need a win, man. They just something positive to happen because it's been a rough week and a half.
Will, I don't know if you're joking or not, but I'll tell you what I did after the loss on Friday night to the Celtics. So normally I leave the stadium, you know, from the
Watson arena.
From the arena. Okay, thank you, Pell. From the Watson lot, great contribution there. And I go down 6th Street, and then I make a right towards like Space, and I get on 395, and then I get onto 836, like right around that area. The other day, okay. I said, all right, I got to change. So, like, something has to be done, right? Like, let's.
Did you go to Space? Did you at least go to Space?
Yeah.
Maybe this is what I need?
So I did. No. I did not go after hours to Space. But I took US-1 all the way home, all the way down to West Kendall. Like, I'm just trying something new. Like, I don't know if you're actually being serious about shaving or not. But I did, you know, like, we have to do our part at this point, right?
I think all fans do. And again, I know that fans differ on opinions. I did the same. I left the FanDuel studio the other night after the game, and I didn't feel like driving on 95. I just wanted a relaxing drive. So I rolled the windows down, and I drove down. I live on Miami Beach, so I took A1A all the way down from Fort Lauderdale to Miami Beach. And I just said, I'm going down just relaxing and just trying to get my mind, because it's frustrating to watch this team lose and lose in the same fashion. And now they're starting to lose in blowouts. I mean, it's not pretty right now.
How has it gotten to this point? Obviously, the whole Jimmy Butler saga, you figured, all right, the Heat finally get past that. They can breathe a little more, and they don't have that cloud kind of hanging over them. How has it gotten to this point?
I think it's fair, and it's a good question, because I don't think it can be denied by anyone, whether you appreciate what the team has done the last few years with Jimmy and whatever you think the side you picked on the Butler Heat situation, that Jimmy's situation kind of sabotaged the season. I mean, Jimmy's situation hung over this dark cloud of uncertainty that is no doubt part of the ups and downs of this year. But I think at the same point, you could separate that and say, post-Jimmy, what has happened has nothing to do with Jimmy. They just don't have a closer. And Jimmy, in his perfect form, when he was himself the last few years, was the ultimate closer, got to the free throw line, hit big shots, attacked. He wasn't that this year. So the Heat, it's a big reason why they've struggled all year long, is they haven't been able to finish games. It's not just post-Jimmy. But what's happened post-Jimmy now, it's almost like this inability to hit a shot, to run a functional offense, to make a stop. Like, it's a combination of things, as opposed to before where it was just like close, but they're not getting there. Now they're not doing anything right in fourth quarters. So they have kind of had this gaping hole post-Jimmy that they just don't have anyone right now that's able, capable in the process right now of being able to just finish a game.
And Will, to that, I'm glad you put a name on it, because we talked about it earlier in the show where, like, even that Celtics game, like, that's what frustrated me, because we brought them down. It's 88, 85, whatever the numbers were. Like, you were playing with them. You drug them into the mud, all the spoisms we can use, And then that fourth quarter, I think they got outscored through it, like 25 to 12 or something. It's crazy. Like, who can that be? Because, like, Tyler can score. Tyler's going to be the top scorer, in, you know, healthy in most nights. But, like, why can't – what does that closer look like, and why can't we figure out a way to do that?
It's a good question. You know, I think, if I'm not mistaken, in that game, Bam only took a shot in the fourth, you know, and again, these are things that they have to work their way through. Now, I think it's fair to say that when you're in a core for 5-6 years where you have that guy, that go-to guy in those moments, and then in a flash he's gone, yes, there's going to be a period of adjustment, a period of how do we do this. But I think the key, in particular Bam and Tyler, and Spo's talking about this from a leadership on and off the court, I think they've done enough in their career, proven enough as all-stars, as Olympic champs in Bam's case, all the things that they've done, that they can kind of take that baton and go with it, and it just hasn't happened. And why? I think part of it is maybe the nucleus around them. I mean, it's easy to pin it on Bam and Tyler because there's a leader. Bam's the captain. Tyler was just an all-star. But nothing around them is working. You know, Terry Rozier, the trade just hasn't panned out. It's okay to say. It hasn't panned out. You guys remember back in the beginning of the year, and I know you do, Solana, but I think Channing and Josh, you guys remember this as well. The conversations were, okay, now we've got another season with Jimmy and Bam and Tyler and Terry. Like, he was like the fourth piece, and that fourth piece hasn't done much this year. And that's frustrating. That's difficult, and that's a guy that you anticipated in big moments was going to give you shots, and it hasn't happened. So, Channing, I guess it's a combination of things. Right now, no one is able to kind of take it and go, and because of it, they're losing games. And it's not just good teams like the Celtics, it's bad teams too. I mean, they're losing to everyone right now.
Will, is the more concerning part, because I'm with you, right, in terms of Hero and Bam, and even a couple days ago, Tyler Hero, I think it was after the Clippers loss, said, hey, this is on us. We're the two best players. We're the leaders. Bam's the captain. Like, we have to be 100%. Able to be better. And it kind of sounds like that's what you're saying as well there, but by not pinning the blame solely on them, which I'm in agreement with you, but how concerning is it big picture, is 15 games remaining in the regular season? Prior to the Jimmy trade, we were all kind of talking about, you know, the young assets on this team, Nico Jovic, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kalel Ware, when he finally got his opportunity to play. And as we're approaching, you know, these final 15 games and the end of the regular season, the inevitable end of the regular season and season, like, those young assets don't necessarily, you know, they've regressed a little bit. Like, Kalel Ware, it's kind of a big question mark. Like, what his ceiling is going to be now, playing alongside Bam Adebayo. Jaime Jaquez Jr. has regressed. And I know Nico's injured, but there wasn't exactly, like, this huge leap. And Nico wasn't a great starter this season either. So, like, how concerning is that going into the offseason, where, like, the young guys you felt like you were going to build around moving forward, big question mark right now.
Yeah, I think, look, the easiest way I can put it is they're at a crossroads. They're at a crossroads, and I guess this is what happens when you have a nucleus, and at that, a championship-level nucleus, because I know people are going to say, oh, they don't want a championship. They got to two NBA Finals. Like, when people say to me, I've had people in the last week say to me, like, this team stinks, they're terrible, their core sucks, they're going nowhere, all these things. And I said, look, guys, I can meet you in the middle. Like, there is some frustration going on, but this team was in the NBA Finals 21 months ago. And now they've moved on past Jimmy, and there's still some of that core left that I think you could build around. But they are at a crossroads of how they get there and what assets stay and what assets go. You cannot get without giving. They can't just go out. This isn't like willy-nilly free agency. You go out, you sign big players. This isn't like the NFL, where if the Dolphins wanted to trade Tyreek Hill right now for two draft picks, they could do it. I mean, that's not the way the NBA works. You have to match salaries. You have to match as far as the cap and the tax, and all the things that go along with the apron and all these terms that you hear that maybe as fans and media, we don't really understand every aspect of it. But as a team, that's the only way you could build. So the easiest way to put it is they're at a crossroads. Like, who is going to stay? I honestly do not have the answer. I don't know if anyone's untouchable. Like, Bam is the closest thing. I guess Tyler's right there. But again, you have to give to receive, and where Pat and Andy and the whole staff, Adam Simon, how they're going to figure things out in the offseason is a big question mark, because I don't think they could just, you know, we always hear the term run it back. I don't think they could just, after what's happened and then moving on from Jimmy, just go with the run it back theory and think it's going to get better.
Will, I know we've talked about this before. Hawk, I asked you this a couple times. As the Warriors are 13-2 with Jimmy and seeing what him and Steph can do together, I'm getting pissed, because I saw Jimmy stand in the corner. Is your opinion changing at all? Because Jimmy, I don't, his success, the Warriors' success, it's upsetting me. I'm not going to lie.
You know why it doesn't bother me, Channing? And I understand why it would to some fans. I really don't get into the – like, I've seen the stats. People send me tweets about Jimmy and messages about Jimmy, and people ask me about Jimmy. And I'm like, look, I'm good for Jimmy. Like, he got his contract. But Jimmy, I think if anything, what's been proven in Golden State is that Jimmy's no longer an A. Jimmy can be an A in spurts, and the Heat needed to be an A, but he really isn't in that position to be the A. The A is Steph. Jimmy's a great, like, 1B, right? And it – that's a great thing to have, and you need on a championship caliber team. Like, but Jimmy was never going to have Steph Curry in Miami. So Jimmy was never going to be the player that, you know, you look at his Golden State stats, and I did recently, he's playing well. He's playing like Jimmy. Well, you know, he's getting you anywhere from 15 to 18 points in the 6 assists and 5 rebounds, 6 rebounds. I mean, they're not absurd numbers, but he's getting to the free throw line. He's attacking. He's being efficient for the most part. I mean, he's being Jimmy Butler. I don't think anything's really changed from that aspect. The aspect that's changed is he doesn't have to be the alpha, which here they needed him. And Channing, as you said, here he didn't want to be the alpha. He was standing in the corner. He was pouting. He had no joy. Like, it doesn't bother me because I know whatever Jimmy you get in Golden State, you were never going to get again in Miami.
Will, I want to shift gears here to something that'll probably make you a little bit happier. You are famously a New York Giants fan, and Aaron Rodgers.
Unfortunately, too, but yes.
Aaron Rodgers, of course, he's seems like the Giants, the Steelers are two of the main teams that are involved in that. As someone who supports the Giants like you do, would you be in favor of Aaron Rodgers?
No, I don't know what the Giants are doing. And I read the things, you know, from the New York papers and the beat writers about the discussion about the quarterback. And this is what stinks about the Giants is that they've brought back their core of their front office, you know, their GM, their coach. And these guys know they have to get a quarterback or they're going to get fired. And having the patience to just develop a Cam Ward, a Shedeur Sanders, and to get one of those young guys right now, I don't know if they have it because they don't have the time for it. So it's frustrating for me because I'd rather they just rebuild. I'd rather they just go all in and say, get one of these young guys. Like when people say like, oh, well, they got to give up a 2 seconds and 2/3 and all this stuff to get Cam Ward. I don't care. Like you think 5 years from now, if Cam Ward ends up being a stud on the Giants and I care about the 2 seconds and 2/3 or whatever the heck they give up. Like to me, they should be rebuilding. To me, it shouldn't be about Aaron Rodgers. It should be, and by the way, let's flip it. Why the hell would Aaron Rodgers want to play for the Giants? Like, why would he want to, at 41 years old, go to that? Like, if you're going to play and go through your body another year in the NFL at that age, you want a chance to win a Super Bowl, and there's no way in hell he's going to win one there this year. So none of it makes sense to me.
And Will, what have you made of the – oh, sorry, Crowder, go ahead.
No, I want to ask Will, to that point where the Titans and Browns are before them, should they stay at 3? Because it's a chance that Shedeur and Cam are gone, 1 and 2, because the Titans and the Browns need a quarterback. Do they stay at 3? Do they trade back best available? Is it Travis Hunter? Like, what do you think the Giants can do at 3? Because I think it's the worst spot to be in for the Giants.
It's a terrible spot, but look, last year, and this is at some point you got to pull the trigger, right? And I think because Daniel Jones was such a failure, and then the funny thing is the one good year he had and he won a playoff game was a contract year, so they got conned into giving him that big deal, which – you know, at the time didn't seem terrible, like, but you were kind of like, man, is he going to really grow from this? And obviously it went backwards. He didn't. But look at last year. They passed on Bo Nix. They passed on Michael Penix. They passed on J.J. McCarthy. Like, I mean, they keep passing on these quarterbacks. At some point, you just got to go get one and develop it. You can't get burned by how bad Daniel Jones turned out. Now, again, this is a GM and a coach. They're probably out of a job if they win 3 or 4 games next year, right? So these guys aren't thinking of development. So to me, whichever one you like, Channing, whether it's Cam or Shedeur, and you're right, if you're at 3 and you think you do whatever you can to get the 2 or 1 and get the guy you want, I just, from everything I read and understand, it doesn't sound like that's the Giants' focus. So at that point, you just have to hope that you get a great player at 3 or wherever they are, you trade out, and then maybe you get a quarterback later. But that, man, that's a bad formula. That is a tough formula. Like, do you go get a Jalen Milroe in the second round or late first, trade back in a dark kid from Ole Miss? I mean, now you're getting into the unknown more so than if you just go up and you get a Cam Ward.
Will, what have you made of Dolphins free agency so far? Anything stand out to you that you like, dislike? I have an inkling on one move that we talked about on Friday that might be unpopular, but overall, what have you made of the Dolphins offseason so far?
See, I like the approach of simplistic, of not getting caught up in big numbers, of trying to figure things out, because I think in the core of the Dolphins, the key core players are on this roster already, you know, and you're going to fill in spots on defense in particular, obviously on the offensive line, what you're going to do there. with Teron Armstead's future kind of, I wouldn't even say in limbo. It seems like they've moved on from him. So when you look at that, I like the calculated moves before the draft and just kind of keep it simple. I think I know the one you're talking about, and that's the Zach Wilson move. I think a lot of Dolphin fans and a lot of media, people that cover the team, I'm confused on this one because I actually have no problem taking a chance on Zach Wilson as a development, as a project for Mike McDaniel to be able to turn around. The kid's got talent. There's no denying that. But to me, the first word I think of when I think of a backup quarterback is dependable. I'm sorry, guys. If you're going to give me 100 adjectives to describe Zach Wilson, dependable is probably not one that would go in that 100. So I'm curious as to how that's going to work out because I think we've seen Tua will likely miss 1 to 5 games this year, right? Rough estimate at some point with some sort of ailment. And is Zach Wilson really going to be the guy? And for a team that's competing and wants to contend, those 1 to 5 games, one or two losses in those games, we've learned make the difference between being a wild card team, a playoff team, a division contender, whatever it may be. And are you going to go through that again with Zach Wilson now? That move confused me a bit.
Yeah, it was a little bizarre. They gave him $6 million guaranteed, and then you see yesterday that a guy like Cooper Rush, who among backups, probably one of the better ones available, gets a smidge over $6 guaranteed. And to me, I came away from that thinking, man, that might have been the better option.
Yeah, I think again, dependable. Sometimes like backup quarterbacks are boring, right? But I'd rather have a boring quarterback for a few games. And, you know, look, if Tua is out for the year, Tua suffers a massive injury. At that point, it doesn't matter who you get, right? You're going to probably not make a playoff run, and you're probably going to have a tough season. But for those couple of games that he likely misses, a game here and there, a half, if he leaves early, whatever, I just don't see Zach Wilson. To me, he's a project. He's a guy that under Mike McDaniel, you try to groom and teach and see if he can become something. But to just open up the season and say, that's our backup quarterback, Tua goes down, you're in, that's a lot to expect from a guy who hasn't shown that consistency in the NFL.
Hey, Will, we're up against it and we're out of time already, but I forgot to ask you this the other day. You're, I think, the only Yankees fan I know personally, and we're 10 days away from opening day for the Marlins, and I just figured, why not? Do you care at all? And if you don't, just be honest. Like, do you care at all about the Yankees ending the ban on beards? Did you see this?
No, I did. Yeah, it didn't bother me. I didn't care. That's so old fashioned. I mean, I don't care. I'm like, I'm not that old school. Like, give me a break. Facial hair. We just opened the conversation. I'm going to look like Forrest Gump in 2 weeks. what do I care?
But in other words, like, are you happy that they ended it? Like, I couldn't believe. I didn't know about it, truthfully. I didn't know about it, and
wow.
But I did see that some Yankees fans were like outraged that the player that they ended it for was this guy that they ended it for and not previous Yankees in the past. So I didn't know if this was like a thing Yankees fans were genuinely upset about or just, you know.
I mean, I grew up idolizing Don Mattingly, who had one of the greatest mustaches of all time. So I don't really care about all that stuff. It does, you know what Yankees fans need? What they should want is a damn World Series, because even though they got to one, they haven't won one in forever, and that's the frustrating part for a team that has unlimited resources compared to, like, the Marlins, who don't spend money. They're a team that can spend all the money they want, yet they can't win.
I'm surprised that Will Manso is the only Yankees fan that Solana knows. They're everywhere.
I was going to say, Solana, dude, how many Hispanics do you know? Every Hispanic is a Yankee fan that I know.
Nah, man. Hey, Will and Kendall, we all ride with the Marlins, baby. Let's go.
Listen, I love the Marlins too, but before the Marlins, I'm 50, so before the Marlins, it was all Yankees.
I'm just not friends with Yankees fans, other than you, Will. You're the only Yankee fan that I consider
that
as a friend, but everybody else, I can't do it. I can't. Oh, the pinstripes. All right, enough.
Earn them. Earn those pinstripes.
Exactly.
Well, Will Manso, he earned his pinstripes with us today. Thank you for joining us as always, and have a great broadcast tonight.
Anytime, guys. Hopefully you'll win. We'll talk soon.
That's Will Manso, sports anchor and reporter for Local 10. You can also see him tonight, FanDuel Sports Network, Sun, Heat, and Knicks. Back with more Hawk and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Take care, brush your hair.
Hawk and Crowder.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.